Hi everyone, it's Isabel from Music Is My Jam. Guess who's back? Try saying that phrase or hearing that phrase without thinking about that one song. Hopefully some people will know what I'm saying and what I mean. I don't know the name of the song, but it's a song, I guess. So anyways, I'm back. It's been a while. There's been a lot that has happened since last year. I apologize for my absence. I'll explain some things once we get started and rolling here. I won't talk about myself too much, since I'm sure some of you, and by that I mean most of you, are here for the music, not my personal life. So I won't talk too much about that. This is not a therapy podcast, it's a music podcast, so we'll just talk about music. So I've been stressed out. And this podcast became a source of my stress instead of a source of my happiness and a stress reliever. So I wanted to start making episodes again when I got everything figured out. And I wanted to make episodes again without any stress, not feeling any pressure or anything. So here we are. I'm ready. I got my life on track, I think. So let's talk. I hope some of you are excited to hear from me again. I want to talk about some music things. On the day I'm writing this, or started writing this, Spotify Wrapped will have come out for 2022. So if you guys want to, you can share that with me. I have a new podcast Instagram account. It's musicismyjam_podcast. If you were following my other one, you have to follow this new one, because my other one, I just deleted it because it wasn't getting any traction, and I started a new account that got more traction, and I knew more people from that one. So go follow that. I had about 50,000 minutes of music on my Spotify Wrapped. I think it was 53,000. And my top artist was Greta Van Fleet. So that's a perfect segue into my segment. A lot of seg words today. I think seg is a prefix. Yeah. So before we get into that, let's go into a sponsor ad. So, Greta Van Fleet. It's a hippy-dippy band that consists of four musicians. I had to count it in my head real quick. I love this band. Here's what I love about it. It still has that rock and roll 70s hippie vibe, but all the members are still alive and they're young. So if you heard about this band, you might have also heard that they sound like Led Zeppelin. In my opinion, they do not. But I also think they sound like Rush a little bit. So some people get mad that they sound like Led Zeppelin or Rush or what have you, but they have the same vibe and similar range of voice. I feel like people should be happy to find a band that would carry on that old, you know, music vibe. You know, it's not really offensive to say they sound like Led Zeppelin or Rush or whatever, because those were good bands. So there's no harm there. So I got to see them live in concert. My first concert, got to see them live. My sister and my brother-in-law took me. I was amazed. That band is so special to me. Their first song I heard was Safari Song. This story is the same as my Beatles and NSYNC story. I had heard a few songs of theirs, and it had evoked some feeling in me that I finally became obsessed. It happened with the Beatles and with NSYNC, and I think I was pretty young when I heard their song. I think it's probably like fifth grade, so I'd be like 11. I never really liked like really loud kind of rock and roll like that, but I loved Safari Song. Then when COVID hit, I would go outside to listen to it while I exercised, and I imagined hearing it in concert, which I did. And I never really knew what they looked like. Then in 2021, I heard Heat Above when their new album came out. Heat Above is probably one of the best songs in the world, is my opinion. That's not a fact. I heard that song when I went to California. Of course, I heard little glimpses of it when that album came out, before I went to California that summer. My cousin also likes Greta Van Fleet, and it was my last night in California with my cousin and my aunt. And on the way home from getting burgers with my cousin, he put on that song. So that song will always have a special place in my heart. I listened to it on the plane on the way home also. Hearing that song while in the air was kind of surreal, because that song is kind of, it has kind of a surreal sound to it, kind of heavenly sound to it. And then my cousin, the same cousin, came to visit me this last summer, and we took a drive and listened to that song. That was probably one of the funnest nights of my life. He just sat next to me in the car, and he was drumming along to the song, and we cranked it up all the way. It was a good night. So it makes me happy when I hear that song. And this is going to sound dorky, but I bought the music video and the actual song on iTunes, just because why not? So when I went to the concert and I heard the intro to that song, I went crazy. It was probably one of the greatest moments ever. It was just because it has a slow intro. So when you hear their kind of slow intro, it gets you hyped up for the rest of the song. There's a lot of emotion. So Greta Van Fleet came out with their first album in 2017, I think. And they formed in 2012. They had a different drummer than their current drummer. He was there for like a year or so. And then I think the reason he quit was because he was too focused on their fame and not just having fun. The rest of the band wanted to just have fun. So their first album came out in 2017. So there's four musicians. Sam, the bassist, he plays the bass and the keys. Jake is the guitar player. And then Josh, the vocalist. And Danny, the current drummer. So Josh, Jake, and Sam are brothers, and Danny is a friend, a family friend of theirs. So Jake and Josh are twins, while Jake and Josh are twins, and when I first saw them, I thought Jake and Sam were twins because of their hair. They have longer hair, but if you ignore the hair on Jake and Josh, you can see they have the same face. So I'm sure most of you know the story for their band name. It was inspired by a woman in their town, Greta Van Fleet. So they asked if they could use that name and change it to Greta Van Fleet, obviously. They only have two albums, but they have released a few EPs, which I had to look up what EP means, because I've seen that abbreviation many times. And what I learned is it stands for extended play. So that just means they have, it has more tracks than a single, but fewer than an album or record. So I thought that was interesting because I never knew what that meant. They're currently touring right now, I believe. I only took a few days to write this episode, so should be still current with what they're doing. This is kind of a huge tour. Yeah, they're gonna be in India next. So this is kind of a huge tour. They've been touring for like the past year maybe. So they're doing a pretty big tour. And if you haven't heard of them, you should definitely go check them out. If you like hippie songs and songs that have foreign meanings. Yeah, foreign meanings. their songs don't really mean anything. It's not black and white, is what I'm saying. If you look up their song lyrics, What's the good song? Like, Heat Above, Caravelle. Caravelle is such a good example. It is a weird, not weird song, but it's unique. It's about a ship. So you know how that goes, but their songs are just so black and white, which I love. I love that too, because if you listen to a song like with Taylor Swift, I'm not, what's the word? Berating her for what she writes, but I'm just saying their style of song is different. Like, you know what her songs are about, you know, breakups and self-esteem and stuff like that. But with them, their songs are about boats and peaceful war, peaceful armies, stuff like that. And it's just, I was thinking about this the other day. If you listen to their songs, you're not focused on your own feelings. You're focused on the lyrics and what they can mean and everything like that. And you're focused on the world that these songs, you know, create. They make you imagine things, you know, they make you have an imagination of what this could be applying to. So I like this kind of music where it doesn't really have a meaning. It's just kind of fun, you know, and of course it can mean things about love. It just, you can take it to your own interpretation, and it's very unique. I love songs that can be up to your own interpretation, that can apply to your own feelings, things like that. So I hope you enjoyed this synopsis. I think I said that right, of the band. I just kind of want to do a short episode as like my comeback episode, so I can just kind of be like, hey guys, I'm still alive. I still think about the podcast, kind of just to be like, hey, what's up, you know, kind of a hello podcast episode. So I'm gonna do the song challenge segment real quick. I haven't done this in a while, so I haven't really remembered what I've done before for the song challenge. So I'm just gonna go with I'm looking at the template. Oh, a favorite song last year, that's 2021. I don't know if I want to say okay, there's a song, Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House. That was a really good song. That one's kind of a surreal song. I remember listening to it on the first day of my sophomore year. Was it? It was. First day of sophomore year. And there was a tornado drill. Not drill, it was an actual like warning watch. So I had to go sit in the hallway, and I had my earbuds in, and I was listening to that song, and it was kind of surreal. It's kind of like an eerie song, really, kind of. So that's one of the songs from my favorites last year. And now we have the other segment. Forgot what it was called. It's the one we have to choose. So, let's go to that. Okay, so Harry Styles, right, came out with a new song. Is it this year? It was in March. That's not new. It was in March, as it was, and his whole album came out. So, there's his song, his version of As It Was, and then there's another version of the song. It's by Prep, P-R-E-P, I believe. So I like the Prep version better. That's not what I wanted. I like the Prep version better, just because it has a saxophone solo, but I love saxophone, and I don't know what it is about it. It just seems it has. I'm gonna sound like a nerd this whole episode. It has like an 80s vibe to it, which is the saxophone, which is every 80s song. I'm just kidding. But most of them. So I like that version better. You can go vote on my Instagram, musicismyjam_podcast. And go vote for that. Listen to both versions, whatever you want. I'm not your mom, so do what you want. And yeah, so that's this episode. I hope you guys really liked it. It's kind of fun being back. I don't know if you could tell, but I kind of had fun with this one. I missed it, kind of. Yeah. So I'm glad to be back. I'm thinking next episode I will do something with Hall and Oates. Oh, we also have the voting from last episode. We did, what was it? It was Earth, Wind, and Fire versus Justin Timberlake for the song September. And of course, Earth, Wind, and Fire won. So, yeah, just make sure you go vote on my Instagram. I'm glad to be back. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening to Music Is My Jam, where we talk everything music because music is everything.